The gift of a horse and carriage. The journey to Sutton, Vermont, was climaxed by a 40-mile stagecoach trip that was very painful to Ellen. Her husband whispered words of courage, and every 10 miles, while the horses were being changed, she would slip into a hotel for a few minutes' rest lying down. Thinking of her children, one in Maine and the other in New York, Ellen reached a low point of discouragement. She especially thought of one woman who had said to her a few days before that it must be very pleasant to be riding through the country without anything to trouble her. The woman felt that it was just such a life as she should delight in. A night or two later, she found herself saying, "It won't pay. So much labor to accomplish so little." She fell asleep and was soon dreaming. I dreamed that a tall angel stood by my side and asked me why I was sad. I related to him the thoughts that had troubled me, and said, "I can do so little good. Why may we not be with our children, and enjoy their society?" Said he, "You have given to the Lord two beautiful flowers, the fragrance of which is as sweet incense before him, and is more precious in his sight than gold or silver, for it is a heart gift. It draws upon every fiber of the heart as no other sacrifice can. You should not look upon present appearances, but keep the eye single to your duty, single to God's glory, and follow in His opening providences, and the path will brighten before you. Every self-denial, every sacrifice, is faithfully recorded, and will bring its reward." The believers at Sutton saw the difficulties that attended James and Ellen White in their journeys, and united in making up a purse of $175 with which to provide a horse and carriage to aid them in their journeys. James and Ellen were given the choice of several horses brought for their inspection. The process of selecting one did not take long, for in vision the night before Ellen seemed to be at the crossroads appointed, and as horses were led before them the angel had given counsel. The first was a high-spirited, rather nervous sorrel, and the angel said, "No." Not that one was the reply to the second, a large gray horse. Then, as a beautiful dappled chestnut, somewhat sway-backed, was led before them, the angel said, "That is the one for you." His name was Charlie, and he lightened their journey to Canada and through a period of many years, WCW, Sketches and Memories of James and Ellen G. White, The Review and Herald, April 25, 1935. The labors of James and Ellen White in Melbourne, Canada East, Quebec, and Vermont, were hard but accompanied with the blessing of God evidenced in many ways. James White reported on July 21, "I saw tenfold more accomplished than I looked for in Vermont and Canada East." J.W. De Dear Brother, July 21, 1850.